Got it, Rex.
Hey, is that Alec or Barry?
We don't have a Barry here. Alec is just on lunch at the moment.
Okay, it's Brendan from TurboSmart, sorry. I guess I'll speak to Alec or whoever has contact with ProSpeed in their time attack car. Do you guys help them with that, or
which
is car?
Do. No, I don't know about ProSpeed. I need to get Al for you. Give me 2 seconds. I'll see if he's here. Otherwise,
yep.
He might have to call you when he's done on lunch.
Yeah, no problem. That's
2 seconds.
Thank you.
Warwick speaking.
Hey, Warwick. Brendan from TurboSmart. How are you?
Good, Brendan. How you going, mate?
Good, good. Sorry, I was just asking. I thought I was waiting for Alec, but do you handle, like, or do you work with ProSpeed in their time attack car? Or?
TurboSmart, the only thing we had related when they came over and they asked us why their turbos died.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. I'm just trying to catch up on that. So they came to ask you that at Time Attack?
Yeah, at Time Attack. They asked us, what do we think? Why is it?
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Cool.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to clear up any confusion because Mike uses that exact turbo, Sydney Motorsport Engineering, on his kits.
Yeah, so...
And he said someone from Got It Rex maybe to give you guys a call and
see what we... Because we've got customers ordering turbo kits from him at the moment.
Yep.
For their FA24s. And he goes, we push in the TurboSmart stuff. I said, that's great stuff. It's got a great warranty, but I saw a few of them die at World Time Attack. Like, obviously, we're very involved with a lot of teams there. And obviously, it comes with a precursor. So these guys are pushing these things to the limit. So it's not necessarily turbo related. And I said, but the one that I can put my finger on that I've seen there that had a physical problem that I saw myself was the ProSpeed one with the wastegate actuator cracking open.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it had the two on the rear housing, and they asked us, can we fix that? Because we had a welder there. And I said, no, we can't. You need to speak to TurboSmart because they need a solution on that. Because obviously the thing's been fuse welded or something like that, and the thing's cracking open over time.
I thought it was bending, but yeah. Did it crack, did it?
Well, no, when I say cracking, it's cracking open the wastegate. So as in it's
leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is then, you know, these guys have got a closed loop boost control. So the thing will keep adding duty cycle and you end up overspinning the turbo, and then you can also then kill the core on that because they don't have turbo speed on it. So I said, this is sort of a recipe for fucking disaster. So I said, that needs to be fixed. Whether he fixes it or you guys fix it, we won't buy a turbo until that's fixed because we don't want our customers killing turbos. That's all.
Yeah, and no, 100%. So just so you know as well, and that you can start recommending turbos again, we've redone them in Inconel. So
yes,
we've got, it's we're not going to charge anything extra for it. We're just going to fix it and make sure that it's 100%. So the actuator is definitely not a problem. It's not a new product. We've had that for well over a decade. It was just that flapper arm.
So a little flapper. And so when you brought it over to us, you could see it had literally bent it all the way open.
I think that was with all the street car drag stuff, drift car stuff we've done, there's never been an issue. But it's just the heat generated with Time Attack Racing plus the extra base pressure that they had on it. It's obviously a lot more than you'd run in a street car. So that's kind of for those.
So these turbos that Mike have, what are you guys doing to fix the ones that he's got?
We're just going to replace all the flappers.
Awesome. That's perfect.
Yep. But
because he's obviously worried then. I said, well, I'm not going to put that on there until something's done about it.
We'll replace all the flappers. It's going to be a direct placement. It's just I don't have an ETF when we're going to get them. We're making them out of Inconel now. But
awesome.
All the ones we've got on cars at the moment, and obviously we've got a few. We've even got one of our staff cars here with his kit on it, and it runs fine. And all of Mike's kits have been running fine, but that's obviously a much lower base pressure.
Yeah,
and
that's what I said to him. I said, like, he's just going to come with a precursor that, you know, the vast majority, I said, would be 99% of the time we have no problem. But I said,
Absolutely. You've got
50 turbos, he's saying, there, they're sending across to the States. And I said, you're not going to have the control over that sort of stuff. I said, for the majority of the time, it's going to be okay, but you've got the opportunity there to nip that in the butt straight away, and then guys will have the confidence with the turbo, because the turbo's killer. Like, when it's performing, it's great, and it's got a really good warranty. I said, that's, you can't beat that. I said, but you're going to put the seed of doubt in people's minds when you get one or two
people.
Oh, that's why I'm just calling.
Yeah, that's why I'm just calling to sort that out. So it's Warwick, is it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know anyone that's active on 86 forums or something? Mike SME was just saying, maybe speak to them and just let them know that we have made changes, etc.
Oh, I don't think even anybody would know. Like, I don't think this is sort of widespread. I haven't spoken to anybody but Mike. And I don't think ProSpeed would have said anything.
Yeah. That's what I'm just trying to figure out. So, no, as long as everyone knows it's all good, there probably is an issue with circuit racing with Max base pressure.
It's not isolated to that brand. I said, these guys are pushing like the absolute limit of these things. So something's going to expire. Whatever expires first, it doesn't mean that's the problem. But that one there had the same turbo fail in the same way twice. So there's obviously an underlying problem there that's got sort of instigated by the rest of it. And you guys obviously got on top of that, which is really good.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And as long as you know, and if customers ask you, we obviously have address that issue, but you said, it's kind of that top 1% of people.
If you've solved that, then you're not going to have a problem with like any of it, and then you build that confidence, because it is a new product to market with that. You know, these guys are pushing it pretty hard. You know, obviously it's got a good warranty compared to the others, and it performs great. It's just you don't want that little kink in your armor there.
100%. Yeah. That's why I'm just calling to let everyone know. And maybe Mike just said maybe someone from Goderex should know as well that we have addressed the issue, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Too good, man.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, man. You have a great
Bye. Bye.